You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Incorporated and my guest, or no, my co-host. I forgot you were here. Sorry.
I know. I'm hanging out.
And my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. And our guest today is Glenn Harris with Harris Services. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
You've been here before.
I have.
We've done this before. So today we're just going to talk about our kids.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. Everybody knows all there is to know about Harris. Is that true?
All of there is to know about Harris Services. I don't think so.
No.
We have a we continue to grow, continue to add services, and we've added another one over the last 18 months that has taken us to a whole nother level of things that we need to focus on.
It amazes me how quickly you've grown. I mean,
yeah.
I've known you for probably 10 years plus maybe now, and you started out as a carpet cleaner.
Correct.
That's all you did.
Yeah.
Cleaned carpets. And you were busy.
We were. I was. And it's been a fast, again, I've been in the industry for over 20 years, but, a couple different stints in different places, but since 2004 we have kind of ramped things up quite a bit and just answered the call for some needs that we've felt with just the relationships mm-hmm. that we've built
mm-hmm.
Throughout Bloomington. So mm-hmm.
Well, and I love that people, you go into their house to clean their carpets and then they ask you, so can you put a door in or can you move that wall for me? I don't know why they'd think a carpet cleaner could do that, but.
Well, like we've said in the past with, doing insurance related work, working mm-hmm. with, catastrophes and things like that from, fires and water losses and things like that. We've brought people on staff that can do those things. Interestingly enough, we are on a project right now that we're having to pull up several layers of subfloor that is wet, and we found just some poor construction that's going to have to be kind of reworked,
redone, new
framing and things like that. So, if you're not prepared to answer those types of issues when you start breaking that mm-hmm. stuff up, then mm-hmm. you're in trouble. So, that's something we've been, battling with over the years and I've just brought qualified people on staff that can identify that and take care of it accordingly. So
absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That just moves into anytime we get into some of those larger projects like that, people either hear that we've done that and refer us to someone else that is in need of something similar, or, when you talk about moving walls, we're in the process right now of the open concept in houses these days is huge. And one of the projects we're working on now is we took a standard, I'm going to call your standard bi-level home that has an entryway and a formal living room that nobody really ever uses.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got your kitchen and dining room and all that. We basically took out all of those walls, and now we have a completely opened mm-hmm. Room that is very user-friendly. This family has five kids, and we've remodeled their kitchen, updated all of their appliances, and created this open space that now they're not separated from one another. And
mm-hmm. The house of the 90s, we call that.
The house of the 90s and a house of the 70s. Mm-hmm. You're seeing people take houses mm-hmm. of the 60s, 70s, and 80s even, and turning them into you know, today's open concept. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not.
Exactly.
I was going to say, I mean, so many people pick the neighborhood they like, too. And so they don't necessarily, and you know this as a realtor, they don't not necessarily want to move from their area, especially if they have kids in a school system, that kind of thing. But they do want to update their house or, you know, I would really like a more open concept house, but I know that it's not possible.
Well, you know, the thing with houses today, if you're comfortable in the house that you're in, sometimes looking for something that you want, you're sacrificing something to get it.
Yeah.
Whether it be location or, you know, some other parts of it. So what we've found with, you know, again, I go back to the restoration side of it, is when people have their houses tore up, they're like, you know what, we've been thinking about doing this. Can you do this while we're doing this? And, you know, they just incorporate it that way. So
absolutely.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, I need a catastrophe, apparently. No,
well,
I'm just kidding.
You have to look at catastrophes. It's being a mixed blessing here
exactly.
sometimes.
So
sometimes
silver
it's like,
lining.
Oh, maybe, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm due for one, but I'm not going to have
that.
One. Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk a little bit about, I mean, you talked about how catastrophes, I guess we should talk about water damage, fire, smoke damage, things like that. You can come in and not just clean the carpet, but you can do it all.
Right. Yeah.
So, and you work with the insurance company so that.
Without question, that's becoming huge. You know, in today's environment, we're, building really solid relationships with insurance companies to give them the peace of mind that you know they're going to get their clients taken care of properly, and we try to bridge that gap between the insurance company and the homeowner, and do our very best to try to not have any issues that go one way or the other. Our goal is not only to try to do a good job, but to make sure that we help that insurance agent and company retain that customer, because inevitably if somebody has a water loss or some type of claim, anything that happens that's a negative, they automatically go to, they want to change.
Oh,
change their agent or adjuster or insurance company. Mm-hmm. So, you know, part of our, you know, kind of selling point to, and our marketing plan is to communicate that to the agents and insurance companies, the higher ups, that's our goal, you know, is retention for them and us. You know, we want that customer as well at the end of the day. So building those relationships and trying to, you know, have an open line of communication is very important.
Well, and insurance companies are only going to give so much for the damage.
Correct.
But usually people don't want it back exactly the way it was. No. So they're going to want some upgrades. And, you know, I can see where you're walking that fine line to go, okay, how can I get what they want done with the amount of money that we're going to get from the insurance company, or with maybe a little bit more if they're willing to pay that for an upgraded whatever.
Right. And sometimes we can help them, you know, use that money in ways that can, you know, put the house back together to, you know, what the industry determines as pre-loss condition. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be exactly like it was. It can be tweaked a little bit from whatever they want to throw at it. You know, the insurance companies, as long as that money is being used for those purposes, they're fine with it. You know, they're getting a little tighter on watching us and the homeowner. There's a lot of documentation that we have to go through that we have to provide back to them to show what was done and that everything was done accordingly to the damage that happened. So
absolutely,
it gets the administrative side of it is increased quite a bit.
So Beth has a great deal of fun with her paperwork.
Well, we have to add, there's just other people that we have to have in place to kind of help keep us in line with that stuff as well.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with Glenn Harris from Harris Services.